You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you enjoyed your day off yesterday. If you had a work Labor Day, that sucks. They should not make you labor on Labor Day. It is the Brett Maga Show. Let's kick off the show with some good news, though. Hannah, what's coming up?
Okay, somehow I have another story about Taylor Swift. This is not about her engagement. It's another good story about Taylor Swift. I'll tell you about it in just 3 minutes.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it's safe to say that Taylor Swift is a busy woman, getting engaged, writing albums, doing podcasts, running the world. But she's still that sweet little Southern girl we all know and love, because out of her crazy schedule, literally being like the busiest, most loved and admired woman in the world, she stopped by a hospital in Florida to spread some like love and joy to everyone in the hospital. At first, like, I thought, oh, she's probably just stopping by to see the patients. Nope. She stopped and she interacted with the patients and the doctors and the parents that were there. It was actually a kids' hospital. So, you know, a kids' hospital is a definite really, really hard place to be. You never envision your kid being in the hospital. So she really interacted with the parents, and I love it. There's videos of her just walking into the room and everybody's face just like dropping. They forget about the reason they're in there, and just for that like blip of a moment, they get to be star stunned by none other than Taylor Swift.
I think one of the things about Taylor Swift, I do think she is musically so talented and one of our best writers, but the thing that really differentiates her is her attention to detail and her care for her fans.
Absolutely.
And her people who enjoy and consume her music. She treats them like they're her personal friend, and that she's there for you. She is known for writing handwritten letters to fans and stepping up in times of charity, giving back, and going that extra mile. That's who she is as a person.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't her first time doing anything like this. Last year, like right before her birthday, she stopped by the Mercy Hospital in Kansas City to see people. I mean, I can see her continuing to do this, and it keeps her true to like the Taylor we know and love.
Taylor Swift. Now that's good news.
Yes.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. This is a question everyone asks because of Labor Day. Are you working harder than you were last year? 70% of people on this poll surveyed said they are working harder than they were last year. Do you think you're working harder or less hard, Hannah? Truth comes out now at work.
Honestly, I think I am working harder at work, at home. I think there's just a lot of aspects of, I mean, our show got bigger. We're in more markets, so there's just more things to do. I think at home, I'm working harder on like trying to like cook more for myself. So I think all around, I'm a yes.
All right, Kevin.
I'd like to think I am. I know the company doesn't think so.
that's a
personal
shots
beef. Shots fired.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think that I don't know if it's necessarily working harder, but I know I'm working smarter.
AB.
Are we talking about like this specific month?
I know it says, well,
because
survey was asked was this time last year.
I thought it was
year.
Asked, yeah, like last Labor Day, were you working harder than you're working right now?
I feel like I'm not working as hard right now. We don't have as many big videos coming up. We have some coming in the next couple months, but as of like Labor Day right now,
last year around
this time? Less hard, I guess.
I think I am a consistently hard worker. And so, like, I'm not trying to be cliche, like, oh, I'm always working hard. I honestly think I'm not, because I think I'm more efficient. Because the show got bigger, things fell in my lap that normally wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And because I was asked to do a couple of things that I normally wouldn't, I realized, oh, I can streamline a couple of things that I didn't know how to do before. And my knowledge has gotten better. So I think I'm more efficient than I was. And I think because I'm more efficient, I'm not
Yeah, that makes sense with me, too. Yeah. I would say you're working harder. You have another kid.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
My whole life is hard.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories here on the Brett Magga Show. We just read off headlines and the handy goes, eh, keep it scrolling. Don't care about clicking on that story or should tell me which ones you guys are interested in. These are the worst rated fast food items in the United States.
Ooh, what are they?
So apparently you can do like an analysis about like which ones have gotten the worst reviews from Google. And like they did 1,600 reviews. You know what's surprising is what was number one? McDonald's chicken tenders. We just ate them recently. I didn't think
those were good.
Yeah, it got the worst reviews. Oh. Yeah,
I thought like a yogurt parfait would be the least from McDonald's. Yeah.
Number two doesn't surprise me though, because I feel like it's so hit or miss. Chipotle.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rice bowls was number two. Yeah. Sometimes you get like a good bowl, then sometimes it really depends on who's the bowl maker. It's not really Chipotle's
fault. I agree. It's not Chipotle's fault.
Yeah, because some people are complaining like you don't get enough meat and stuff like that, or it's just the ratio is off. KFC chicken tenders at 3, KFC sandwich at 4, Panda Express fortune cookies at 5.
What? Have those ever been messed up?
Yeah, how are those? Like, come on.
Who made this list?
They're pre-packaged.
This is the reviews they've gotten. So people have given them bad reviews. Not like a list of people's opinion. You know what scores the best reviews? Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Duh. Yeah. Had one yesterday.
New trend. Young people are putting their ice in their beer.
I don't hate that.
You would. Gen Z is just weird.
Moving.
Stop it. AARP's hottest actors over 50.
I'll take it.
We were just talking about this guy because he's lost a lot of weight at his new movie premiere for like the Smash Machine. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 53. Kevin and The Rock are the same age.
Wow. Yeah.
Hannah,
why
did you say it like that? Wow.
How do I feel? Well, I look at his career and I think, yeah.
I think you're almost as successful, Kevin.
Oh, thanks, Hannah.
Number eight, Kevin is 6 years younger than Patrick Dempsey.
McDreamy?
Yeah, he's 59.
What? McDreamy's older than Kevin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And then
Kevin, you're just a young hopper.
Yeah. Brad Pitt at 61, Denzel, George Clooney, Pedro Pascal, and then Idris Elba.
Wow.
Round out the top.
I'm in good company. There's
you
a lot of,
are,
yeah,
Kevin?
Some, Kevin and some hotties over 50.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. How is Hannah?
Feeling like I'm going to get a win.
Jennifer, do you feel like you're going to get a win?
I'm hoping.
All right. I trust Jennifer's feelings better.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask Jennifer and Hannah the same five pop culture questions. Jennifer, you got to get more right than Hannah, though. Ty does go towards Hannah's record, and she's got 200-plus wins, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this. Who just recently released an album called Man's Best Friend?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Boom. The album also came out with a new music video. For what song did a music video come out?
Manchild.
Okay. Ariana Grande announced she is going on tour. Which witch did she play in Wicked?
Oh, the Good Witch.
Should we count it?
Yeah, that counts.
Counts it. Glinda the Good Witch. All right, college football was back. We're super excited about that. Who won the college football national championship last year, though? Who was the national champions?
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what I said, too. I couldn't believe it. I was disappointed.
They beat Notre Dame, which Kevin and I both love Notre Dame.
It was Alabama.
We're working through it, though. Name the big school. Right. It's another big school, big college football school.
Texas?
Okay. This artist just announced that he has lost so much weight that he can now ride a scooter. He lost over 200 pounds.
Jelly Roll.
Yes, 3 out of 5. Look at my guy on the scooter now. All right. We'll bring Hannah back in. You got a 3 out of 5. Not bad. Some tricky questions. We'll see if Hannah can navigate some of those, especially with the sports questions, next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, it's time for Hannah's homeschool. Jennifer just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. When Jennifer was answering the questions, Hannah stands outside the studio. We all get a moment of peace and zen when that happens. Hannah comes back in, is going to answer the same questions that Jennifer did. Jennifer, how'd you feel about the questions?
Okay.
She felt like, Tell her how you did, Jennifer.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Okay, that's not bad.
All right, we'll see if you do, okay, Hannah.
Okay.
All right, same questions. Who just released an album called Man's Best Friend?
Sabrina Carpenter.
All right. The album also came out with a new music video for what song?
Tears.
All right, Tears. Jennifer did not get that one.
There's a lot of other words you could say.
Okay. Ariana Grande announced she's going on tour. Which witch did she play in Wicked?
Glinda?
Yes, there you go.
I've never seen Wicked, so that was just a guess.
All right. Who won the college football national championship last year? Now that college football is back, who is the defending national champion?
Oh, boy.
They beat Notre Dame, which Kevin and I both love, and we talked a lot about it on the show. We were both devastated.
I do remember you guys talking a lot about it.
Neither of you don't know the name?
I don't know it either, though.
Thanks, guys.
Ohio State?
That's it. Yes.
Wow.
And I love the way you call it just Ohio State. Yeah. It'll be a cold day in hell before I say the.
You fired him up.
Yeah.
This artist announced that he has lost so much weight.
Jelly Roll.
He can ride a scooter now, kind of like Hannah in her bird scooter era.
Yeah, I am.
Lost 200 pounds in his Jelly Roll. That's 5 for 5 from Hannah. Yeah, wow, great performance.
Way to go, Hannah. Way to go.
Jennifer.
Congratulations.
She beat you. She was on her game. You know what you got to do.
This is Jennifer, and I got school by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis. What is it?
I think that they use like their calendar app on their phone. That's how they like manage their days through their phone calendar.
It's funny because I was thinking a similar thing on their phone too in an app. I think it's Maps.
Oh.
Mm. I'm not even that bad that I'm using it every day. I do know how to get to work. I'm going to say.
Do you? Sometimes we question it.
Yeah. I'm going to say laptop.
Laptop. Mm. Kevin's the closest. Yeah, I feel like Kevin's the closest.
We almost be wrong.
Yeah. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, 855-444-6342. 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis. Tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Got your answer coming your way. The Brett Mega Show, 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis.
Teacher Suzanne texted in and said, find my phone. You know I'm using that every day.
Every day.
Ben texted in and said, GPS. We got social media. Paul says, traffic reports.
No.
The musician fam texted in and said, the weather app.
Instead of listening to you give the weather.
See, Brett's hint was to mine. Yeah. I said they use Maps. If it's not Maps, they're using Google.
No.
Oh, good Google.
It's not the app. It's something you do when you drive.
Text.
90% of people text when they drive.
Take it back. Don't do it.
Mine was safety. It's seatbelt. The answer is seatbelt, guys.
Opposite of what I said.
90% of Americans actually use it.
Only 90? Come on.
It's crazy. Just put it on.
Yeah.
And don't text and drive. Yeah, Nobody does that.
Look at us. We'll keep you safe out there, people. AB has actually been doing a movie and being an extra on a movie set. Got an email saying, we no longer need your services. Then gets an email saying, actually, you've moved up in the role to the main character's best friend or main character's friend now. And now we're all freaking out. Find out what that means in 3 minutes. Clear the room. We're in the presence of a big movie star here on the Brett Mega Show, AB. So AB had told us last week that she had signed up because she saw like on social media looking for extras for movies. And so, you know, AB's our videographer. She's big into movies. Actually, between Kevin and AB, I don't know who in the world watches more TV than these two people.
Literally.
So they're obsessed with movies and TV. So being an extra on a movie is like kind of like a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Signed up and was chosen.
Yeah.
And did one day, you said was amazing.
Yes, I did one day. And then a week later, I was supposed to have two more scenes. And then I got an email the night before thinking, oh, you know, this is the email of this is what's to bring, what you're supposed to bring the next day. And the email was like, your services are no longer needed. Like
Hannah's response was, that's movie star life.
That's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Tough industry.
She's like, tough industry. You've been cut from the movie.
They emailed, like, because my little friend group of eight people that I made, they emailed half of us being like, we don't have the funds to pay for all of you.
Yep, that's Hollywood for you, baby.
So I was really sad for like an hour till I got another email, and it was like, JK, you're back on. Everybody's back. I don't know where they got the money. And my category got changed because it was Popular Girl to now Harper's Friend.
And Harper's the main character.
Harper's one of the main characters.
By the way, by the end of this, AB can reveal. She did sign like an NDA, but now I think she can reveal who the main character is. It is one of the biggest stars out right now. Everyone is talking about her.
And it was that person's friend. And
really?
So I'm texting in my group chat being like, did anybody else's category got changed? Nobody else's got changed.
Whoa!
It meant basically nothing, though. I was just one of the other girls. Okay. That didn't mean anything.
That's kind of like Popular Girl life.
Yeah.
We're just one of the other girls in the school. So it was a backyard pool scene? So you had to wear like a bikini and stuff?
Yeah, so it was a backyard pool party. And so I wore, nothing I've worn for this has been my own. I've been borrowing all my clothes from friends. I was wearing like a purple bikini with like a white thing, white cover up over it.
Risque.
And they were both overnight shoots, so it was from 4 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh!
The complete opposite schedule of ours right now, which is really actually more of AB's wheelhouse, actually.
I don't think I started crashing until like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Which was good. Around midnight, though, it got really cold, and we're in bikinis. and we just had to kind of deal with it.
So they film American Ninja Warrior overnight too, and some of my friends do American Ninja Warrior, and I've always wondered why do they do these like overnight things?
Yeah, I don't get it because
you need to be dark. It needs to be pitch black.
Yeah. So we started shooting when it was like the sun was setting a little bit.
Yep.
And then we went in, and then it was pitch black. But
and the reason they do it this time of the year is because if they did it like at like in the winter time when it gets like dark at like 5 o'clock, it's too cold. So you have to do it now, and the earliest you can start is like 8:30, 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then you have to shoot overnight because you need this party scene to be dark. And this is the only way you can like make it tolerable is like in the fall, in the middle of the night.
Never knew that.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
So it was filmed in someone's actual backyard, which was really funny.
Really?
And so after 10 p.m., we could no longer make any loud noises because
we
were
in
a neighborhood.
That's so funny.
And so the cops could have gotten called on us. So like
same thing for American Ninja Warrior. They can't play music. So like when they intro the people, they're just faking it. So you're just faking it the entire time. Like, we're having a cool party.
Yeah, so they'd be like, okay, action. And then we'd have to just like pantomime in the background and like pretend to talk.
Oh, wow.
No music, nothing.
Oh,
it's like a fake party.
We could only yell and scream and all this stuff before 10 p.m.
So funny.
That's crazy.
A big part of it was just filming like basically a party montage. And so we were fake drinking.
Oh, no. They didn't even give you real alcohol?
No. Fireball was apple juice. Oh. Tequila was water. Vodka was water. And then there was like some beer cans and stuff. And we were like, we played flip cup. We played beer pong. I was horrible at everything.
You don't even drink anymore. Did you know how to pretend to be drunk?
I had to like pretend to take a shot and then like it tastes bad.
That was it.
That was probably the most acting I had to do.
You're going to be a star.
Yeah.
This is going to be a
big
shot. Yeah, that's
clipping
big.
A montage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it was fun? Was it awkward?
The pantomiming when I like wasn't with my core group of friends was a little bit awkward, but otherwise no, it was really fun.
Really?
But the whole time we were there, we just kept being like, this is so fun. Like, we're so grateful to be here. Everyone was like, I feel like I want to cry. Saturday night was actually the last night of filming.
After 3 days of filming, you felt like you wanted to cry.
Yes, it was crazy. But Saturday night was the last night of filming, period. Like, it was the last night of this entire
movie. Oh, really?
Oh, wow. So you get the rap party.
So it was really cool to see how everybody was. And the director gave a speech before we started shooting that day and was like, this is the most joyous set I've ever worked on. And then a videographer stepped in and was like, I've worked on Stranger Things. I worked on Ted Lasso. All these other big TV shows and movies. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Wow.
And so
that's
I was
huge.
Like, you know what? I'm glad they said that so I don't sound crazy. Like, this was something that was so special. And so I've basically decided I'm never doing this again because I, like, this can't be recreated.
You will never get another experience.
After 3 days, you will never find this cast chemistry again.
Yes. I'm already planning on hanging out with one of the girls in a couple days.
Like, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This is life-altering.
Honestly, they do say, like, when you're creating together, I don't know if extras are really creating together.
Oh, we were.
You are bonded. And I think that's why so much like co-stars end up like hooking up and that's where like romance happens. I've heard that you might have found like romance on set.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Really? Okay. We're going to find out if AB found a romance on set and reveal who is that big star that AB had assigned an NDA for. Literally everyone is talking about her right now, and AB was just in a movie with her. Find out who she is in 3 minutes. We're about to reveal who is the big movie star starring in the movie that AB has been talking about. So AB signed up on, like, saw it on social media and was like, hey, who needs to be an extra in these movies that we're filming in town? So she's like, I'll be an extra. I'm into, like, movies and videography. And got casted, had the time of her life, and she wasn't able to reveal who was starring in it, but she did promise us it was a big-time star. This person is being talked about like crazy. Part of the biggest show on TV right now, finally gets to reveal who it is.
Yes. So the person that wrote it and starred in it was Eliza Schlesinger, however you say her last name. But
I've heard of her.
She's a big-time comedian and
I
stuff
knew
like that.
I knew that going in. Yeah. So I knew she would be there. She's like the main character. Her love interest is Garrett Waring, who's in Ransom Canyon on Netflix. So I think you would only know him if you've seen that. But who I was most excited for that I had no idea was going to be in this was Lola Tung, who was Belly from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
The girl from the summer I turned pretty caught up in Jeremiah and Conrad's love triangle.
Were you like, hey, I'm team Conrad all the way?
Did you tell her that? Like, hey, I'm team Conrad. No. I got an opinion.
They told us, they were like, you have to act really professional, you know, don't ask for autographs, don't fangirl, all this stuff. But like, my entire Explore page, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everything, like I would go on social media when we were on a break and it's all her.
It's
and
all
then I would just look crazy. Up and be just right in front of her.
Everybody is talking about the summer I turned pretty. My wife's watching this terrible
25
show.
25 million people watched last week's episode.
Yeah, it's the
and
most.
And we're like getting to the nitty gritty. So it's like the craziest episodes are coming out. And all I wanted to do was just ask her like who she ends up with.
My wife is so watching this show and I'm like, making me sick. I'm like, I cannot believe so many people are into this.
Yeah.
But I am Team Conrad, by the way, if you're wondering.
Thank God.
So did you get to talk to her, though, or did you just see her from the distance?
Yeah,
you're one of her friends now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that you got moved into
her. Her name in the movie is Harper, and I was technically cast as Harper's friend.
What does that mean?
It meant nothing.
Oh.
I was just one of the other girls, but the first day on set at the roller rink, I didn't really get to talk to her, and I was like, oh, okay. But then this past weekend, like, she asked me my name, where are you from?
She what? Did.
Yeah, because in between takes, like, you don't just want to, like, stand there awkwardly. We took fake shots together. She asked me how you're supposed to shotgun a beer because she had to do that for a scene.
She asked you for that advice?
Yeah.
You changed your life.
Yeah. Wow. AB is like, let me show you how it's done, girl. Get out of my way.
Yeah, I was like, Keys. You don't understand who you're talking to. I don't know what's going on.
So you guys are, like, besties.
I mean, she would recognize me.
What? Whoa.
Would she? We're going to be like, who's this? Is this which one of Harper's friends is this?
Yeah. Would she? Because we've got a surprise for you.
But she was so nice. Like, how? Nicest person I've ever met.
So you were talking to people in between sets, though. Tell everyone about Dominic, because I know about Dominic. Tell everyone about Dominic.
So at one point, the director was like placing everybody, you know, you go here, you go here. And me and this guy, Dominic, got placed at the bar. And he was just like, you know, stand over here and pretend to talk. And he was really nice, and we would talk in between all the scenes and stuff. And he's a chef down the street from my church at some restaurant that I've never been to before. I asked him if he'd seen The Bear, to which he said yes, and he said it's actually really realistic.
That's
and
awesome.
He was like, you know the scenes where they're yelling at you and like, you know, when you're training and stuff? And he was like, that happened to me.
Really?
I was like, no way. I told him I'm horrible at cooking in that I basically will make a tub of food that I will eat for a month. And he was like, well, it sounds like you just need a man in your life to cook for you.
Whoa!
Like, he kept saying things like that.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, chef.
And he was like, I would never make you the same, like, cook you the same meal twice. He called me pretty a bunch of times.
Wow.
Called me pretty a bunch of times.
Direct.
Wow.
He was great. And he
How
asked,
hot is he?
I, like, don't know.
What?
Because it was dark?
Amy, what do you mean you don't know?
I, like, could not tell you what he looked like at all.
He sounds sexy as hell. I will make you chocolate
cake, girl.
He is
a couple years younger than me, which makes me nervous. But he was like, you need to come to, like, the restaurant and you can name drop me. And
let's go right now. I'm on my way.
He asked for my number at the end of the night, too.
Did you give it to
him? Yeah, I gave it to him.
And he texted you?
I mean, he texted me being like, hey, it's Dom. So that I would have his number as well. But he hasn't texted me yet.
You were like, please send a picture. I can't remember what
I know.
You
I'm
look
like, I'm going to see you in the restaurant and not even know
who
it's you.
Who are you?
Dang. Love interest, doing fake shots with Belly.
Mm-hmm.
She's a movie star, people.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So MTV has decided to, like, go full-fledged, you know, really put their backs into the VMAs this year. So not only has their lineup just grown to be, like, super big and bold, Sabrina Carpenter, Post Malone, Jelly Roll, Tate McRae, so many more people, but probably the biggest catch they got is they got Lady Gaga to come out of her 5-year retirement to perform at the VMAs.
Oh, wow.
This is huge. And I argue with the fact of saying 5 years because the last time Lady Gaga performed at the VMAs, the 5 years ago, was 2020, and it was virtual. So, like, that doesn't even count to me as a performance. But, yeah, she's coming back. She's going to be live. And this is going to be a big year for her regardless because she's up for 12 VMAs. She, you know, had her Mayhem album, but also Die With A Smile was, like, huge with Bruno Mars this year. So I think it's going to be a year of Lady Gaga.
I feel like the VMAs, though, are trying but failing in a weird way.
What do you mean?
Like the VMAs are always known for like having a big time performance where they stretch the boundaries. It's where we got the Madonna movement. It's where we got the kiss from Madonna and Britney Spears. We got the snake, all these iconic moments. But I feel like nowadays we are so desensitized by like iconic moments that they're trying to do like this nostalgia throwback, like where they're playing music videos for the next all the way up until the VMAs. They're trying to get Gaga back. But like, I don't know, like for me, they're trying to plan this nostalgia, like, oh, look who's coming back.
People like nostalgia.
I do. And I, but to me, it's not enough. Like what I know the VMAs to be is the moment of award shows that everyone can't stop talking about. What does that look like?
I think like, it could
this
be
nowadays.
I think it could be both. I think they could do a play on nostalgia, and you know we're happy leading up to the VMAs because we're excited to see Lady Gaga and we're excited to watch those old music videos. And then you have the chance of something big happening again with those newer artists. We could have a big Jelly Roll Post Malone moment that blows up. We could have a big Tate McRae, Sabrina Carpenter fist fight on stage. You know, like you never know what could happen.
I do think the people's eyes to watch for is Sabrina Carpenter, right? Like that's
she kind of had a big VMA moment last year, though.
Yeah, she fits that VMA mold.
She does.
We're like, oh, here we go. But there's
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nothing that could surprise me with her. Like, if she does something super sexual, it's not more sexy than years past.
Yeah.
Right? And she had, like, an interesting one where she was, like, doing alien sex. That was weird.
Right.
Like, I just don't know. Like, for me, they're trying to do that VMA surprise moment, but I just feel like
I don't
know if we're going to
get it.
I think
they're going to have that because they're also airing it on CBS.
Yeah, I know. So it's and Paramount Plus, all that.
Yeah.
So you think there's going to be, like, a lot more red tape?
Guidelines.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm banking on a fist fight.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Does anyone else ever get, like, oh, my God, you look like so-and-so celebrity? What celebrity do people all the time tell you you look like? 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call if you feel like you have a celebrity doppelganger. 855-444-6342. I'd love to hear from some celebrity doppelgangers out there. AB was on the movie set, and everyone kept telling her you look like who?
Hailey Bieber.
Which, I can see it.
Yeah, see it.
That's the only person I ever get, and I've gotten it over the past like 5 years a lot.
I can
really
see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but everybody else does, so I don't know.
Hannah, do you get a celebrity doppelganger?
No, literally nobody's ever told me I look like somebody.
Oh.
That's not true. Kevin has.
That's not true.
Remember Kevin told you? Kevin, remind her who
that's
you.
That's not a celebrity.
She is a celebrity.
She
Kevin,
is us.
Kevin, yeah, she is for us. Kevin, tell her what celebrity she
was. There was a time Hannah looked a lot like Tan Mom. If you remember Tan Mom.
Are you kidding me? And if you don't know who that is, you have to look it up.
No, everyone
look
knows who
picture.
Tan Mom is. It's Hannah.
That is not what I'm like. I want a real person. Bye.
With a leaky tan. With a leaky. Remember when you told them it looked like it was leaking?
Yeah.
Kevin is the nicest person ever, but he has roasted you. He said
I'm
you look like Tan Mom.
Yeah,
and then
I'm absolutely flamed.
Guys, other day, people at the office were telling me that I look like
Eminem.
Is he cute?
Why? Why? Because if he is, then he would look like me, right? Because I'm so cute.
Yeah, exactly. I just have no idea.
You have no idea what Eminem looks like?
No.
How?
I don't.
Where do you live?
Oh my gosh.
With the beard now too? Yeah, I do see that.
I can see why people are saying that.
I don't think that's a compliment. I think I'm getting made fun of around
here. No, I would hold on to that. I think the person you look like the most, celebrity wise, is Carlos from. Cake
Who's
Boss.
Carlos?
Yes, from Cake Boss.
Shut up. That's so mean. What do you mean, Cake Boss? I thought you were, I swear to God, I thought you were going to tell me like Ryan Reynolds.
Ouch.
Remember, somebody texted that in months ago.
Did I look like Ryan Reynolds?
No. You look like Carlos, and Brett was so offended. Yeah.
Who wants to be known as the Cake Boss?
Right. You're the Cake Boss.
When AB and I went to Times Square, there was a Carlos Bake Shop, and it felt kind of weird being
We took a selfie with like Carlos or whatever and sent it to Brett. We were like, look, we're together.
Hang on, Brett. Oh, you guys, you know, and I'm going to sound terrible because the one I get is I get Superman, which makes me feel awesome.
Which one?
Usually it's the Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Kevin does look like Superman.
You're your own Superman.
That's, yeah.
Look at
and
it, like,
Brett
being...
and I are here, Cake Boss and Tan Man. Right.
855-444-MAGA. What celebrity do you always get? You're like, I don't know if I see it, but I always get it. What? Who's your celebrity doppelganger? 855-444-6342. Cake Boss, what celebrity do people always tell you you look like? It is the Brett Maga Show. AB was on a movie set, and people just kept saying, oh my God, you look like Hailey Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
We're all like, we kind of see it. A lot of times, people like will say, hey, you look like a certain celebrity, and sometimes you feel like it's a nice compliment, like AB or Kevin gets.
I get Superman, which is awesome, which is great.
Kevin also told Hannah she looks like.
I did say that Hannah at one time looked like Tan Mom, mm-hmm. but really, Hannah looks more like Kate Hudson.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Oh, my. I'm done with today.
I didn't even pause.
No,
I do not
this
think
This is the thing.
So.
I think everybody who's blonde, you're just like Kate Hudson, and it's not true.
What about me and Chris Hemsworth? People say that a lot.
No.
Why?
I'll go on record saying no. That I don't look like him as well.
Whatever.
I'm done with today.
855-444-6342. What celebrity do you always get? What do people say?
Someone texted in and said Jessica Alba.
That's a nice one.
She's pretty.
Kevin said, what?
Wow.
Kevin's like, give me that number.
All right.
We got any Dua Lipa lookalikes out there?
Emily, what celebrity do you always get?
Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Wow. Do you feel like you look like her?
I feel like I used to when I had longer blonde hair, but since I've cut it, it's not as...
Apparently all blondes are Kate Hudson.
Yeah, now you're just into Kate Hudson.
Nobody actually looks like Kate Hudson.
Do you feel like, Emily, that you just get roped in with any blonde, or do you feel like Hannah just needs to accept that she's Tan Mom and not Kate Hudson?
She's... Probably just tan mom.
I think enough said. Enough said. Hannah's pissed. She's got her mic off. She's mad. We love you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.